Welcome to the Spiritual Hustler Podcast. I'm your host, Jessica Zweig, multi-seven-figure serial entrepreneur, best-selling author, and branding and business coach. And this is a show where we are redefining the word hustle, reclaiming our true feminine nature of magnetism, and putting down the self-judgments and shame around loving to work and making a lot of money at it. On this show, you're going to learn how to stop hustling and start spiritually hustling. By pressing play, you are now part of a new movement of women who don't hustle for money. We hustle for meaning. We don't hustle from lack. We hustle for love. We don't hustle from survival. We hustle for humanity's thriving. We hustle toward healing the ancestral programming of fear and step into a new understanding of safety in the body to receive. This shift isn't going to only heal your life. It's going to make you a whole lot richer too. This is the Spiritual Hustler Podcast. Well, hello, my beautiful spiritual hustlers, and welcome back to the podcast. You notice how I like to sing at the beginning? Well, at least I just tried. It shouldn't. I'm tone deaf. But here we are. Nonetheless, welcome. Welcome to the show. I am so happy you are here. I am your host, Jess. If you are not new to the show, you know that. If you're new, welcome here. I'm so honored to have you each and every episode. It is just not lost on me that you could jump into any podcast in the space and you come here and you listen to mine. And I gotta tell you, my Thursday episodes called the Unlocking series, where I take a tiny little key off of my rattling magical, I wouldn't say it's rattling, it's like chiming with high frequency hertz vibrational music, taking it off my keychain, handing it to you every single Thursday on these little mini-sodes. We'll see how long this one goes so that you can unlock the truth of who you are, how bright you came here to shine, how deeply you came here to love, how much success you came here to create, how much health and vitality you came to experience in your fucking body, and to discover more of not just what you came here to do with your time on this planet, but who you really came here to be. And it's really sometimes hard to own that truth, who you came here to be, what you came here to do as well, when we live in a world where we're watching what everyone else is doing and what everyone else is being, and to not let it feel disempowering. So today, we're going to unlock comparison and how to really own your voice, your magic, your brilliance, your beingness in a crowded market, which is everyone's market. And I just want to talk about the elephant in the room called the algorithm, the scroll that steals your joy, the she's doing it better than me spiral, the lie that your voice isn't needed in the world because the space is too saturated. Bullshit. Okay, sister, it's time to call your power back. And we're going to do that in this episode. Because let me tell you what I have seen time and time again in my work as a personal branding expert. You could call me that, I guess, after doing this work for 15 years and branding thousands and thousands of clients through my agency that I ran and sold, Simply Be, all the work that I do in my current community in the Feminine Frequency Business School, all of the courses I've taught, all the stages I've spoken at, all the retreats I've hosted. And like, for real, I want to boil this down from my core into yours. There are people in the world, it doesn't matter how many, it could be 5, it could be 50, it could be 500, 5,000, 50,000, 500,000, 5 fucking million, it doesn't matter. There are people in this world that need your medicine and they don't know it yet, most likely because you haven't given yourself full permission to step out and be fucking seen. Because you are most likely stuck in the comparison game. Now, I want to really honor comparison. It's not a thief, as many people say. You know, there's that quote, that infamous quote, that comparison is the thief of joy. I disagree. I think comparison is a teacher. What you envy in others, what you feel triggered by in others, what you feel disempowered by specifically in others, is what reveals to you what you're actually here to claim yourself. There's something so, so potent about owning your own projection because it is a reflection of not that person at all. That person doesn't even probably know you're looking at them. But everything to do with what you have consciously or subconsciously told yourself you are not worthy enough to step into and hold for yourself. So I want you to actually take stock right now of some of the women, most likely it's women, it might be men too, maybe it's companies that you find yourself comparing yourself often to the most. I can name a few. I compare myself. I'm human. And for as much as I like to own the identity as a teacher, that's certainly my job description in a large way and how I run my business. I am a student more than anything. And I can really take stock whenever I see those two or three women that pop up in my Instagram feed and I'm like, damn it, I'm triggered. I'm able to really self-reflect, hold the mirror up. It sometimes takes a second, but I do it. And I use that opportunity of trigger to find the treasure for myself, because that isn't a projection. It's an invitation. It's a confirmation that what I am striving to create in my life is possible because it already exists in the world through another woman's experience. And that's expansive to me. Now, why does this hit women entrepreneurs so hard, this thing called comparison? Because being visible is vulnerable. And if you haven't anchored your own why, your own purpose, your own mission, which in many ways I have, then noise is always going to derail you. A more unhealed version of me, which I can absolutely point back to and recall quite closely, a couple years ago, spun in comparison so much. It shut me down. It made me freeze. It made me feel so small that what I really wanted wasn't available for me because I wasn't clear on my purpose, my own mission, hadn't done my own work to embody what I, Jessica, came here to do exclusively. And when you can really quite literally laser focus on that, yes, you're going to get pinged with distractions of the Instagram scroll and whatever comes up in your world, but it won't derail you if you are truly anchored in you. Now, this is really the cure, identity. You must know who you really are and who you are truly here to serve. Otherwise, you're going to shapeshift based on what everyone else is doing, or shapeshift for the applause because it's not heart-led, it's ego-led. Even though that might be something you don't want to admit to yourself, it's typically subconscious. But identity work, self-image work, knowing who you are is the ultimate unlock to get rid of comparison and own your voice. So I know this all sounds easier said than done. So I want to offer just some really quick, simple, radically self-honoring practices that you can start doing today. Okay, sisters, truth bomb time. Your brain and your nervous system don't give a flying F about your goals, your dreams, or your next launch strategy. The only thing that they are seeking is familiarity. That's why healing and growth and expansion often feels like resistance. That's because it's unfamiliar. Microflow is here to change that. Founded by Christy Nault, a root cause health expert, Microflow blends psilocybin, yep, that's magic mushrooms, lion's mane, cacao, rose, and blue lotus into the cleanest microdosing supplements on the market. 100% organic, Reiki infused, and third-party lab tested. Now, these formulas, which I have been using for 3 years and have completely changed my life, are designed to quiet what Christy calls the default mode network, aka your brain's autopilot, and ignites what's called neurogenesis, helping your brain to build new pathways wired for vitality, trust, receptivity, courage, abundance, confidence, and connection. Whether you're addressing anxiety, which I've struggled with, ADHD, burnout, which I've struggled a lot with, or just want to feel more clear and in flow in your everyday life, Microflow is a nervous system resourcing tool that is safe for everyday life. Yes, even while parenting, working, driving, or even podcasting. Wink, wink. I want you to start with the Exude and Surrender bundle, which harmonizes your system to sync with your cycle and the lunar flow of the moon. And for somatic healing and deeper journeys, the Theta Blend supports breathwork, intimacy, and your spiritual practice. Now, if you are ready to upgrade the entire technology of your cells in your body and rewire your subconscious mind, go to microflowhealing.com, use code Jessica10 for $10 off of your order and receive access to Christy's free 2.5 hour magic mushroom microdosing masterclass. Yep, all my goodies just for you. That's microflowhealing.com and use Jessica10 to get $10 off of your order. Mute people. I do. Mute people when you need to. You can unmute them, mute them again. It's self-preservation. I want you to stay in your own lane. And what I mean by that is not just picking a niche and going deep on said quote unquote vertical, but your message, your story, your one-of-a-kind blueprint of what you came here to truly share with the world based on your lived experience. That is a fucking snowflake, diamond, one-of-a-kind, incomparable to anything. And the more you focus on creating a world around that versus trying to create a world for everyone else to see, it actually reverse engineers how you think about showing up. And then all of the rest of the women in the space that trigger you or bring up feelings of smallness and disempowerment begin to fade because you're not even looking at them anymore. You're so focused on your truth, your message, your magic, which is typically born from your mess. And that is something that nobody can copy. Now, I want you to rewrite the narrative, just as I was saying. If she can do it, I can do it too. That, my sister, is so much freedom. If she can do it, I can do it too. How beautiful would it be? Imagine this, going up to a woman that has triggered you in the past. Maybe she's been triggering you for a while. She's triggering right now, all the comparisonitis. And you run into her at an event and you go up to her and you say, thank you. You have proven to me based on what you have created in the world that it's possible. And that means I can do it too. Imagine the projection field dissolving. You can do that in your own mind's eye, your own heart. You don't need to actually run into this person. You can practice that at your altar. I want you to tell yourself, we're not in competition. We're in co-creation. That is the new earth rising. Sisterhood with a capital S. I talk about this in all of my programs. I write about this in my book, The Light Work. But really, we are one big, intricate, grand, gorgeous tree of life. I've never really shared this, but I will right now. When I was on my very first book tour with my book, B, there were a handful of girls in the space, women, that I looked up to. It was my first book. I was sort of entering the world of, you know, the national footprint of female entrepreneurs. I'd really been kind of localized. And this book was, you know, my moment to launch myself on a bigger stage. And there were about 4 or 5 podcasts that I really, really wanted to be on. And they rejected me. They didn't say yes. It felt like rejection. It was probably just simply not a fit, or they were busy, or their schedule of podcasting recordings was full. You know, it's so easy to take that personally. I don't anymore. But at the time I did. And I was really, really milking that pain. And I was in Costa Rica, actually, a few months after my book launch. And transparently, I did a psilocybin journey. And in that journey, I remember seeing all of the women in the world, honestly, as one big, glorious tree. This is actually the inspiration for that section in the book, The Light Work. I didn't mention the mushroom part, but all this to say, I got the download that we're all the tree. And the tree doesn't have hierarchy. Yes, it's tall, but the branches spread out wide, horizontally, in all different directions, reaching towards their own unique parts of the universe to touch. No tree branch is more beautiful or better than the other branches or trees. And every tree branch has these gorgeous leaves on them that make up this beautiful collective living, breathing being that isn't complete without each and every branch. The branches aren't in competition with one another. They're in co-creation, co-elevation, co-expressive, collective beauty. That is the unlock to comparison. That is the code. You are not here to compete You are here to consecrate the space that you take up with your own presence. And every one of our branches, with all of its gorgeous leaves, are needed. So own your voice, speak your codes, do your own work, focus your own message, stay in your lane, not just your niche, but your frequency, and watch how the right women, your women, the women who don't even know you exist yet, but will soon, because you've unlocked this lock, will find you. I promise. I love you all so much, and I will see you on the next episode of the Spiritual Hustler Podcast. Bye, guys.